Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni, and we're up to Mishnah Yud Aleph. So again, we're continuing in the Vidui Maaser. So the Vidui Maaser says that you declare to Hashem that you've done Kuchol Mitzvascha Asher Tzivisani Lo Avarti Mitzvascha V'lo Shachachti. So Kuchol Mitzvascha Asher Tzivisani, that phrase, that I've done everything that you commanded me, so that's a reference to the Chiyuv to be Mafresh Maaseros in the right order, that first is the Mafresh Bikurim, and then Truma, and then Maaser Rishon, and then Maaser Sheni, or slash Maaser Ani, or Maaser, depending on the year. So, Ha'im Hikdim, Maaser Sheni, L'Rishon, Eini Yochel Izvados. If you did it in the wrong order, and you took Maaser Sheni before you took Maaser Rishon, then you're not able to say this Vidui. And then Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvosecha, to say that I haven't been over Mitzvosecha, Lo Afrashti Min Al Shein Amino. That means that I separated, I was Mafresh from Maaseros properly from each min on its own kind. That wasn't mafresh from wheat on barley or barley on wheat or anything else like that. Each species you have to be mafresh on its own kind. It's not only that. I wasn't mafresh from stuff which is detached to the ground to cover stuff which is attached to the ground, nor the reverse. I wasn't mafresh from the new crop to cover tevel from the old crop, nor the reverse of that. New crop is meaning this year's crop, and the old crop is the previous year's crop. The halacha is that you have to be mafresh from that year. You're not allowed to say the vidoy maestros if you didn't do these things properly. And the reason I'll let us say the Vidui Maaseros if you didn't do these things properly is because it's not in Mechal. So meaning if it's not in Mechal, so you haven't really been Mafresh the Trumas and Maaseros, if you were Mafresh Menachal Shal Yashman Atal Shal Mechubar, etc. V'lo Shachachti, and then it said, I didn't forget, Lo Shachachti Milavarecha Umilahaskir Shimchalav, means I didn't forget to be Mevarecha Kodesh Baruch Hu and to mention Hashem's name. I mean, to say the bracha that you're supposed to say before you are mafresh, trumas and maestros. Now, these are mitzvos, and because they're mitzvos, you're supposed to recite a birchas ha-mitzvah. Now, this is a little bit troubling, because the pasuk is being darshaned over here, which means that lo shachachti is supposed to be a reference in the Torah to a failure to recite a bracha, or to fulfilling your obligation of reciting a birchas ha-mitzvah. Problem is, there are only two brachos that are d'oraisa. There's birchas ha-Torah and there's birchas ha-mazon. The birchas ha-mitzvos are not mid'oraisa. So says the Tos Yom Tov, you must say that when we're saying lo shachachti milavarechecha, it must be that that's an asmachta. That's not a real drasha from the pasuk. If it were a real drasha from the pasuk, that would indicate that birchas ha-mitzvos are d'oraisa. Okay, Mishnah Yud Beis discusses the next line in the Vidui Maaser, where you say lo achalti va'oni mimeni lo va'arti mimenu b'tzvos. So the Mishnah talks about Maaser Sheni in this context, and how each of these phrases is talking about a certain halacha relating to Maaser Sheni. So not only if you violate one of the halachos in this Mishnah are you not allowed to say vidoy, but if you violate any of the other halachos that apply to Trumas and Maestros, you're also not to say vidoy, but the Mishnah just goes through the psukim to tell us what each one is referring to. So lo achalti va'oni mimenu. I didn't eat it when I was an onen. So you're not allowed to eat maaser sheni when you're an onen. So the word onen in there is such a din of onen min haTorah. It's not the same as what we refer to as an onen colloquially. Meaning what we refer to as an onen colloquially, the Mishnah is referred to as misha meso. Someone who has not yet buried their dead. The Torah refers to an onen as anyone on the first day of their relative's death, even after the burial, they're considered an onen. So lo achalti ba'oni mimeni means mimenu, means I didn't eat maaser sheni on the day that my relative died. until after Seis Chavim that night. Ha'im acholo ba'anina in yochlus vados. But if you did, then you're not allowed to say the vidoy. V'lo ba'arti mimenu b'tame. And I didn't do the biur while I was tame. I mean, I wasn't mafresh ma'aseh sheni when I was tame, and therefore be metame the ma'aseh sheni. Ha'im hifrisho b'tuma in yochlus vados. But if you did, then you cannot say the vidoy, because to do the mitzvah of biur properly, you have to first be mafresh ma'aseh sheni and then destroy it, and you can't do that when you're tameh, because you're going to cause the ma'aseh sheni to become tameh as soon as you touch it. V'lo nesati mimenu l'meis, and I didn't give it to a meis. Lo lakachti mimenu arvat achrichim l'meis, which means I didn't use ma'aseh sheni money to pay for a funeral, to buy a coffin, and to buy tachrichin for a dead person. Now we talk about tachrichin and a coffin for a dead person. It doesn't mean that buying other things for a living person, let's say, is mutter, because ma'aseh sheni is really not. You're only allowed to buy food and drink in Yerushalayim with it. So lo nesati mimenu l'meis is really, refers to the ma'aseh sheni itself, not the money of ma'aseh sheni. So we could have thought that a person is not allowed to say the vidoy only if he used the ma'aseh sheni for a dead person, meaning to take oil and rub it on the skin of a dead person, and that the problem would not exist if he took money of ma'aseh sheni and used it for a dead person. So that's why the Mishnah gives the examples of buying arun v'tachrichim, to show that it's not only about the ikur ma'aseh sheni, it's about the kesef of ma'aseh sheni as well. V'lo nesativ lo oninim acherim, and I didn't give the ma'aseh sheni to other people who are oninim, who are not allowed to eat it, which again, because that would be l'chora lefnei yiver to give them ma'aseh sheni to eat. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai. What does that mean? Hevesav lebeis habchira, that I brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. Meaning the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of bikurim, that you have to bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani, I've done everything I was supposed to do, which means samachti v'simachti bo, that I experienced simcha and I brought simcha to other people. Meaning I ate my ma'aseh sheni in a state of simcha and I shared it with other people as well, because the Torah specifically tells us that you're supposed to have a sense of simcha and sense of sharing with other people. So, or it could also be a reference to the bikurim, because you're also supposed to have a sense of simcha when it comes to the bikurim. So again, to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yud Aleph we learned that you can only say the Vidoy Maestros if you gave your Maestros in order, and you were mafresh mi min al mino, min atalosh al atalosh, min amachubar al amachubar, min achadosh al achadosh, yashan al yashan, and that you said, and also, we darshan lo shachachti, means that lo shachachti mi levarechacha, that you said a proper bracha. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we darshan the psukim of the Vidoy, that you could not eat the Maestros sheni when you're an onain, so you have to declare that you did not eat it when you were an onain, you were not mafresh it when you were tamei, you didn't use money of ma'aseh sheni to buy an arun v'tachrichim to a meis, you didn't give it to other onanim, and you brought your bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, and you ate your ma'aseh sheni and your bikurim with a great sense of simcha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Gimel.